I want to thank B'chavod the Achsanya, first of all. Shkoyach to Kenny Yeager of Five Star Caterers. Number one, for opening his home to all of us, for thinking of the idea. I'll give him not full credit, but more than one of you came over to me, some of you who are not here, who said, you should do the Tuesday night show, I would come. Okay, so 50% of you came. So Yishkoyach, it gives me great chizuk to know that people still will think about me, which Baruch Hashem, we're in our 10th year of Aliyah, so 9 years ago is when I gave the shiur. And the food, right? I still, in my office, in my home in Eretz Yisrael, I still have a wonderful ad that you guys put in, which said something to the effect of, it's not all about the food. It sounded good to put in an ad. I know that's not all true. But Yishkoyach to Kenny also for sponsoring, the Yeager family for sponsoring. And of course, to our dear friends, the Burgers, Yankee Burger, always comes in the stretch. Kenny had a great line to him. He said, I know you're sponsoring. How much, what do you want to buy? So Yishkoyach to him, who's sponsoring, I heard, in honor of your wife, making Aliyah. So,
good choice.
Thank you. But you always come in the clutch to be Marvitz Torah, in Ein Kemach Ein Torah. And thank you to everybody here. It's difficult to be away from my family and certainly being away from the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. So I've had a wonderful opportunity over the last week to give Shurim, which probably will never happen again, but I took over Or HaTorah on Shabbos and I was able to give Shurim there. I gave a Shur in YU this week and now this. So it's really for me a great way. The only negative, of course, is that I had no idea I was giving any of the Shurim, so I didn't prepare anything, and I didn't. So it gave me a nice job to do. So the topic that we're doing this wonderful evening is one that is close to many people's heart. The original topic I thought was much funnier, but it was not approved by the moderators of Congregation Beth Abraham. It was Happy Smelly New Year, the 3-day Yontif and the challenges of that. And I think this is a good topic, despite the fact that one would assume we should do a tshuva topic, a Rosh Hashanah topic. This actually really brings to the framework of what our belief is in our Rabbanim, and do we say that things change through times? We'll have the concept of Shavuot Chol Nefesh. So I actually think it's a wonderful topic, dafka, for before Rosh Hashanah, to show the koach that we have in believing our Rabbanim and sticking with appropriate and proper halacha. And halacha, of course, is halichas olam. It's the way that we go. So let's begin. So we begin with the obvious, I hope. And the obvious is that we all know that on Shabbos, we do not bathe. So the question is why? Sounds good.
Why? Background.
Okay, go ahead.
Before your time.
Thank you.
The very first rule is that Rabbi Neuberger is in the shul.
Yes.
So this morning he gave a share on bathing on second day Yontif.
And what did you say?
And I just want
to. It's too late
say,
now. I have my conclusion.
At the end of the share, I walked over to him. I said, Rabbi,
I love it.
This is the easy one. Next year we want the first day.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, you're talking stories, so I'll start off with my story. I was going to tell in the middle, but it's a good story for this. My father-in-law told me a story that when Rabbi Marcus, the great Rabbi Marcus, Rabbi Emeritus of the Young Israel of Staten Island, so when he took his, I think, first and only sabbatical years and years ago, so, of course, the first Yontif came as Rosh Hashanah, like this year, a 3-day Yontif. The rabbi got up on the first day, and he was derish between Mincha Ma'ariv about why he thought it was mutter to take a shower on the second day of Yontif, maybe even the first day, I don't know. Everybody was so excited. Motzei Shabbos, one of the members who was upset about this, called the rabbi and told him what happened. Rabbi Marcus got on the plane on Motzei Shabbos, he came back, it was the shortest sabbatical ever, he fired the rabbi. And he said to him, you don't understand this community. And as we'll see a little bit later on, the Ramban's Chumrah, he said, when they hear they can shower on Yontif, they don't hear the difference between, you have to shower on Yontif, but you can't use a bar of soap, maybe, how the hair is washed, maybe the type of soap you use, all those different things. They don't hear any of that. Towels, things like that. They just hear it's mutter. And that's what creates a problem. You got to know your tzibur. And I think why there's a lot of people who don't want to talk about it in general, although there's a lot of literature on this, and Baruch Hashem, you could go a plethora of shurim and YU Torah on this, but many people don't want to talk about it because they want to give the heter, but not on YU Torah. They don't want to talk about it. So I don't care. I'm not paid anymore by my yeshiva, and Five Star Caterers doesn't care what I paskin. So here we go. So we know that the iser of showering or any type of bathing on Shabbos is that famous gezeira. The Gemara tells us on Shabbos daf mem, and I apologize, there's no source sheets, just mamash had no time, nor did I even make a stab at it. I have my own source sheet. If you want to see it, you can look at it later. You won't be able to read anything. But okay. So what happened? So there was the following story of the famous balonim. The balonim were the station managers of the local schwitz houses. They used to be a great minhag. Wow, what amazing Shabbos. It reminds me of the chassidim. The chassidish minhag, you know, nowadays is, I didn't know this until actually one of our former shir members actually told me this. He's not here tonight. That he goes every year to New Square. So he said that he went to New Square. The first time he went was a cold call to somebody. He said, "Can I stay at your house for Shabbos?" And he said, "Sure." And they came in, and it was a little bit before Shkia, and the husband's nowhere to be found. So he figures he's in the base medrash. So he goes there to go daven mincha. It was a little early, because it was only Shkia. And nobody was in the base medrash. Now a half hour Shkia, they start mincha. So he couldn't figure out where was this guy. The next time he goes, he finally asked, and he said, everybody takes a snooze. They take a snooze for right before mincha for like an hour. Why? Because the Rebbe is doirish until like 2 o'clock in the morning. So another minhag that used to be in the times of the Gemara, after their delicious Shabbos meal, they would say goodbye to their wives and go to the Schwitz house. They would go to the bathhouse and on Shabbos. They would do this. So there was a big competition. There wasn't only one swim club. There are many swim clubs in the days of the Gemara. Where would you go? So clearly everybody knew that they didn't have badatz hashkachas then, but the bathhouses of the day, there were good ones and bad ones. So what they did was is that they were able to heat the water as much as they could before Shabbos started, and by the time you got there, the chill was taken out, but it clearly wasn't heated up. However, the balanim were competing, so one of them came up with a great idea. He's going to heat it on Shabbos. And people got there and say, "How is it so hot?" And he says, "Oh, I got a whole system with these rods that I throw in." He was lying. So the Gemara makes a gezeira on Shabbos daf mem, and therefore, they weren't doing only an Erev Shabbos, therefore all forms of bathing became usur on Shabbos. Okay, just parenthetically, important to point out, there are some materium, you can see the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa, in cases of great need, like babies and things of that nature, cold showers. I have to be intellectually honest and tell you, in Eretz Yisrael, we have something called a Dud Shemesh, which I'm sure you've experienced. Anyone who's rented an apartment in Israel, hopefully you haven't exploded it, but that happens sometimes when you leave it on too much, and you think it's a terrorist attack, but it's just, you know, an explosion of water. So the Dud Shemesh created a whole very interesting hak in Eretz Yisrael, whether or not that actually is any violation of it. It's coming through the Shemesh, coming through the sun, and this was the original chelek, the real chelek, I like to call it, of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, where Rav Shlomo Zalman was somewhat matir this, not necessarily to take a shower, but to be able to use hot water, at least for your hands or something of that nature. And then, as Rabbina likes to say, they threatened to kill him. But something along those lines, he was threatened, and the Chelek Sheni came out, which is much different. Chelek Sheni or Chelek Aleph, which is much different. We used to learn with, in Yeshiva, Rabbina always used the Chelek Aleph. My father has that Chelek also, but that's a Chelek nobody has. It's not in print anymore. Maybe you can get it on eBay for like $1,000. So that has different things that weren't in the Chelek Aleph that we have, Shmir Shel. So there, Shlomo Zalman wasn't so sure that it should be usher because of the way that it's heated. In any case, we definitely don't take showers and do anything. There's some cases where it could be great Surah, a person Nebuch, you know, falls into a thing of mud, so there might be different heterim. The Rush comments on this right away. Right, so Chamei Tveri is the Gemara also. That's the question over here. Do we go ahead and say Atu everything else? Everything else is Asur? And the Gemara says, yeah, even things like Chamei Tveri, the Rishonim already comment on this, that these things were not allowed. And in fact, the Rush writes, the Elo HaGzeros, Hayu af biyantif, right? Very quick, we can bench now. The Rush says, that's it. This gezeira applies on yantif as well. Alma de'al, Shabbos v'yantif, gazur ke'achad, the same. He doesn't exactly use the term lo plug, or atu Shabbos liyantif, but you get the sense that you can't start being matur things. Now, I don't necessarily understand this. Maybe this is just my intellectual incapacity to understand, but we allow ochel nefesh, right? We allow you to cook on Yontif, and nobody says, well, they're going to make a mistake on Shabbos now and think that you're cooking. So what would be? But this is what the Rush holds, the Halak Arisha and the Rush. And so too, the Rambam says this. The Rambam writes, all these different things,
Hare hein bechlal achia v'shtiyah v'oysen osam b'yantav shenamra ach asher yachal l'chol nefesh. We have an idea of ochal nefesh. V'fichach mechamin chamin b'yantav. You're allowed to have hot water on yantav. V'rochitz b'hem panav yadav v'raglav. So the Rambam seemingly for a moment disagrees and says, it's not true, stam, that it's asr. You're allowed to heat water up in order to wash your face, your hands, and your, not your body, and your legs. Aval kol gufo, asr. However, your entire body is asr. Mishum gezeras merchatz. He says the isr of washing your body is asr. Just like on Shabbos, because of the balonim, it's asar. V'hachamin she'chum mi'erev yontif, rochetz b'hem kol gufo b'yontif shlo gozru al dover zeh, ela b'Shabbos bilvad. However, if, and we'll see this a little bit later on, you have to give me a little time, but maybe if you went ahead and warmed the water before Shabbos, before yontif, the same gezerah doesn't apply. There were some people who wanted to taina that maybe the Rambam will go as far. Others comment on this, that maybe the gezeira was only in bathhouses. We don't have bathhouses today. Some of the poskim, later poskim, say that you're right. It's still aser today on yontif, unless you can create a situation that's not a bathhouse, i.e., your shower. It's not a bathhouse. Maybe only baths are aser, although I don't know so much of the distinction there. But maybe the showers are. Showers never considered to be a bath. This is not 100% true, because we know, for those that know from Hilchos Mikvos, we don't have the same chiyuv that the women have, but to go to the mikvah. But those men that are machmir to go to the mikvah, so sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you can't. You know, every so often I love, there's some guest comes to Bergenfield, especially the guest speaker or whatever it might be, and he's like, yeah, on Shabbos morning, where do I go to the mikvah? And everybody's like, I don't know, and then they have to figure out if they can open the, I don't want to know what happens, but one possibility, which I know, I heard the story from the person who owns the pool. He went to his house and he said, no matter, he can come, but only one condition, he comes before the sun would, and anyway, he came at like 9 o'clock in the morning, and his daughter was, okay, fine. So it wasn't, so okay, you have to be careful. But in any case, here, the Rambam does say that we would think ochel nefesh only applies to food. He says it could be extended to other things as well. And this is a very, very important Rambam. However, clearly the Rambam says that it is usher. The Ran.
We're still going with the premise that the only thing that might be problematic is the water, heating the water.
Give me a second. So that's right, So I'm going to comment though what the Ramban says on the Rambam. So the Rambam that I just quoted was the Rambam Hilchos Yontif Aleph Tezayin. But if you look also, this Rambam over here that we just quoted, so the Ran also says, V'nirali, D'svirlu, L'chamim B'yontif, L'rechitzot kol gufo, Haguf midaraisa shari. He says, when we going to hold that it's asr midaraisa, just like because you're heating up water, we're talking about now heating it up mamish on Shabbos, on Yontif, would be the same as Shabbos, right? And according to the Rambam and the Ran's interpretation, for a person to heat water up for kol gufo could violate an isr midaraisa. The Ramban says, I don't know if you go that far. But he says the gezeirah has to be extended. And this is the crux of the question of what gezeirot are. Do we say that a gezeirah extends to a point where we know the reasoning, and this is the difficulty we're going to have with the Ramban, and he had the great zechus on Sunday night to be at Rabbi Soloski's wedding. So besides for Rabbi Soloski, I was able to ask every Rosh Hashiva in YU this question. Some of them just shrugged me off and said, don't talk to me. It's a usual thing that happens. But I discussed this, Baruch Hashem, I had a few minutes with Rav Schechter. I asked Rav Schechter's son, just so I completely understood, I spoke to Rabbi Neuberg about this, and others down the line, even people I didn't know. I asked Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky what he thought. Who is this YU rabbi? So the Ramban says, you have to be careful what we said before. This is the Ramban. He says, it's a gezeira. We don't know all the reasoning for the gezeira, i.e., look what's going to happen. If you go ahead now and put out on YU Torah that it's mutter to shower on yontif. So they're not going to see with the prerequisite, which the Ramban says, what about all the other potential problems, like Dr. Lightman said? What's going to happen? A person's going to go ahead and use the bar of soap, because the rabbi said it's mutter, it must be mutter with the bar of soap, which is a potential issa daraisa. Furthermore, there are some people who have, I don't think, but there are people who have problems with liquid soap in general. I don't. it became more of a hack. I know in Eretz Yisrael now, people open up the liquid soap and they water it down a bit. Not just because they're cheap, they do that. Other people don't like the new, we don't have this in Eretz Yisrael, you guys still have this, the foamy soap, you know? So Rabbi Soloski was against this as well. Other poskim are against this because the form changes. It's like using whipped cream on Shabbos. I don't know. We always use whipped cream. I was the only one who was machadish as a little kid, as I was a great guy. When I was in Camp Morasha, they're writing those, it's going to be an art school book, it's coming out soon, so it's a few pages long. But in any case, so when Camp Morasha, they used to give out for dessert, every table would get Jell-O and a can of whipped cream. And one time I was a little kid, I was machadish, and I said, how is this mutter? The form is different when it comes out. So I went to my local rabbi, and I went to Rabbi Billet, and Rabbi Billet said, I don't know, you know what you should do? Go walk to the Kolo and ask Rabbi Willick. And I was like, Rabbi Willick? That's like, to me, it was Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. Oh, Rabbi Willick, I'm going to walk all the way to Rabbi Willick. I was so nervous. I walked all the way there. I remember it was one of these experiences you never forget for the rest of your life. Great chinuch lesson. And I went to Rabbi Willick. I was scared like anything. And I asked him the question. And he said, I'm not Rabbi Willick. So then I went to the next He had a beard, I thought. Anyway, so then I go to Rabbi Willick. And Rabbi Willick, I asked the question. He goes, whoa, whoa. Ooh, ooh, wah, ooh, you know, this is a question. Wow. He goes, you know where we're going to find the answer together? Here's where we're going to find the answer. Go to the back, you have to find me a sefer. Now I'm scared to death. He's going to say to me, you know, find me the Shita Mekubetz. I don't know how to spell Shita Mekubetz. You know? He says, find me the Muksa book. I'm like, the Muksa book? I know the Muksa book. I went to the back, we found the Muksa book. Nothing was there. So we went back, he wasn't sure. Baruch Hashem, I have a wonderful father. I don't know if you remember this. I put the after Shabbos. I waited on the line for 6 hours. I finally got the quarter into the thing and called my father. And I asked him, you got to look this up. We later found this is early on, before now became a raid. Everybody says it's also. In Eretz Yisrael, the whipped creams, at least the ones that I know, the Rich's Whip, it says on it, they put a sign on it, like, you know, ask your local Orthodox rabbi if this is really mutter to be used on Shabbos. That's what it says. So there's crazier things it says on these things. Okay, but anyway, and don't use the internet. So anyway, so the Deber Tzina Rav said it was usher. I was so excited. So I never heard of the Deber Tzina Rav, but I went to Rabbi Bill and I said, my father found, and the Sefer said that Deber Tzina Rav. It's Deber Tzina Rav. He writes against, what would I say, the Deber Tzina Rav a little bit later? He writes against YU. I don't care what he says. You know, like, I was like, I didn't know what was going on. Tachlis, we don't know when we have a gezeira, we have all these different possibilities. The towel, most people, I always thought that that was an issue also. You have to drip dry because of schita, there could be schita problems. Generally, the towels that we use don't soak up so much water. But they pointed out all these different possibilities. We'll see a little bit later on, please remind me if I forget, to read you the psak that was written with apparently the okay of Rav Schechter on how exactly we can accomplish the grand finale of, you know, taking, maybe being able to take a shower. I was just scared. See, the reason why I researched the topic is this topic very much is close to my heart this year, because it's the only 3-day yontif we could possibly have in Eretz Yisrael. And this year I actually love this 3-day yontif, because you have both days, you have the sukkahs and then there's, and I feel really good that you're being punished for, sorry. But it's a 3-day, so this is a real shiloh. When you have a 1-day yontif, come on, you gotta take a shower, you're istinus, I don't think that's it. But here's a real shiloh. The problem is that it happens to be, it's also Rosh Hashanah. Like, so Rosh Hashanah, but I don't think that that's correct. If you really think that it's mutter, so let's figure it out together. Forget about it. Well, but it's Rosh Hashanah, though. You're not going to trust Hartstein on this. Don't worry. You're not going to pass them like Hartstein. But we'll see what the other poskim say. So far we start off with the Rambam. The Rambam says, I'm sorry, Shabbos, Yontif is the same thing. Doesn't help us out. So we need, potentially, maybe a little bit of help. So let's move on to another potential heter. So we saw the Rambam. So the second possibility is going to be the following. Maybe we can say that, and this is I should have read this earlier, is the Shita and the Tosfos. The Rambam, let me read the Tosfos and then we'll summarize. The Rambam, as we saw, says that to go ahead, I just want to read the Rambam one more time. The Rambam writes with Neha Balanim, we're Machmir, and we don't allow on Shabbos we don't allow a person to go ahead and do it, and that applies to potentially to Yontif. And the Rambam says, "Lefichach machmir b'yontif v'roches v'empanav yavdoragav, but ever aval kogufo aser mishum gezeira." It's a gezeira. So I think I might have misspoke and said it's a chashash as a deraisa. He says, "No, it's a gezeira." The Tosos is going to hold that it's an isa deraisa, right? The even and the Ran over here the same thing. that you'll go ahead and say that it's an issur d'oraisa. It's not plausible, except the Tosfos does. And Tosfos here comments, and I should quote, of course, the very important, I'm sorry, I'm doing this a little bit out of order, but the Mishnah. The Mishnah in Beitza says, first of all, the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in general. The Mishnah is Beis Shammai Omrim, lo yichamim adam chamim l'raglov. This is the Mishnah in Beitza, on you can see it in Perek Aleph. Hey, but the Gemara comments in a Chaf Aleph. Beis Shammai Omrim, lo yichamim adam chamim l'raglov, ella im kein roim l'shtia. Beis Hillel matirim, osa adam madura, right? He could go ahead and be mechamim panu yodav raglav. Beis Shammai has a fundamental belief that ochel nefesh is for ochel nefesh only. There's no other thing get away around it. Where Beis Hillel, Baruch Hashem, we paskin like, says no. That we have a general concept which we allow. We know we don't just allow ochel nefesh. We allow you to even go ahead and carry on yontif in a place without an eruv. The chulu, the chulus, we'll see a little bit later. The amar, and then the gemara now says the following on yud beis. Beis Shammai he de amri lo amrino mitoch shehucha letzorach hucha nami shelo letzorach de'i beis hillel hai amri mitoch shehucha hotu letzorach shelo letzorach. Right, so we have the famous hutra, the heter of being able to go ahead and, for example, carry, or for example, other situations. Now, it's true that not every case of ochel nefesh that's applied. For example, the Gemara discusses the ignorant of mugmar. Mugmar is an interesting thing. Mugmar was this new idea. This is hard for us to understand, right? How often do you think people took showers? / baths in the times of the Gemara.
Weekly.
Right. Weekly, if they're lucky, that's what the halacha says, weekly. It was a big ordeal to go ahead and do. So what did you do the rest of the week? Right? They didn't have right guard then. So they came up with maybe the possibility of mugmar. Mugmar was they took incense and they started to light it and they would put their clothes in front of it. Smart. So the Gemara says, well, can you do this on Yontif? Great idea. You're allowed to, we know we're allowed to light. So you have you have an existing light. So can I take the Yortzeit candle and then light them? So it says, no. Why? It's not shovel l'chol nefesh. Oh, that's where this shovel l'chol nefesh comes in. Okay? Just give me a second. We're going to have to comment on what shovel l'chol nefesh. And before we do that, I want to see the Tosfos on this. And this Tosfos is key to our understanding. Tosfos against the Rambam in this understanding of showering / using hot water for non drinking purposes. So, the Tosfos over here says as follows. Dafka l'raglav, ava l'chol gufo, mode de aser, de davar hashava l'chol nefesh, be'inyan v'zeh ein aray. Ela l'vnei adam, me'angin, aval yodav v'lago, shava l'chol nefesh. Who's showering every day? What are you, crazy? Yontif the most is 3 days. Nobody showers every 3 days. That's crazy talk. It's not shavah l'chol nefesh. It's not what normal people do. The haraya is the Gemara that I quoted in Mugmar. That's not something that normal people do, and therefore it's aser. Right? There's also a Gemara that talks about having fancy, like venison. Right? So we know that on Yontif you could potentially go ahead and be shoychet an animal. But a fancy animal, like, who has venison now? Okay, so you can go to Levana and you can have venison. You can go find it. I don't know if Levana is still open. You can go find it. So you can go find it at fancy restaurants to go. Okay. But a person says that it's usher to do it because it's not the normal way. People don't normally eat venison. Even though the shechit itself is mutter, that's not mutter.
So can't that be a raya for now because it is normal to shower every day?
So that's going to be the question. Now, shavah chol nefesh comes up in a funny way with the Mishnah Berurah, excuse me for bringing this up, but it's important to bring up, brings it up by smoking. The Chafetz Chaim was a big proponent of smoking in general, at least in the beginning. I know things have changed, and not in Eretz Yisrael so much, unfortunately, but smoking in the beginning, people thought it was good. The Rambam has a letter where he writes to someone that they should go to smoke, he had problems with asthma. Can you imagine this? So he said, I heard the doctor say, if you have asthma, you should smoke. Yeah. So change a little bit, fine. So we know already that this is not only a general issa d'oraisa, it's not my opinion, it's the opinion of most poskim nowadays. Rav Moshe's, of course, famous tshuva way back when Tzvi Ever Kook said it was Asar. But nowadays, the only ones who really say that it's not Inisa Daraisa are the ones who have Bachrim who are still smoking in their yeshivas, or who themselves is a famous poisek who smoked for many, many years and he couldn't write it because he was to be Asaring himself. It's not so easy. But I'm sure, Baruch Hashem, this phenomenon is not so common here in America. Unfortunately, it remains to be very, very common in Eretz Yisrael. And it's very, very sad. So that Shavuot Chol Nefesh now comes to the opposite way. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, Shavuot Chol Nefesh, and you're allowed to smoke on Yontif. So now, besides the other potential issues with smoking, again, obviously now it's definitely Asur, but as I said, because it's Asur every day. But there's other issues. People have the issue, you know, with the letters. You know, the letters are coming down. But okay, fine. But the Shavuot Chol Nefesh is, this was something that had a Tanuk. It goes back to exactly what you're saying. The question is, can Shavuot Chol Nefesh change? This is the key, and this is important, I think, before Rosh Hashanah to think about. Can the rabbis change this concept of the Shavuot Chol Nefesh? So one could argue, why not? And in fact, there's an article that was written by two. One was Rabbi Broid, and I forgot the name of the other person, who writes basically this article. It's a beautiful article, many, many pages. I read it, and he basically goes through and says, yeah, it can. And in fact, the only posek that I found that says Shavuot Chol Nefesh cannot change through the generations is the Ber Moshe. The Ber Moshe, the Deber Tzina Rav, the same one who loves YU. So he comments, right? In YU, there's it's funny. I didn't know who this Ber Moshe was, but when I went to YU, so YU has Baruch Hashem, all the Svarim. So in the main base Medrash, not the main base Medrash, so they had this. And if you ever open up, so somebody put there for reference, and every single Ber Moshe, I wonder if it's still there, and every single Ber Moshe, they put in pencil where you could find the tshuva against Rav Soloveitchik. He called him Ish Toru Madami Boston, Chutzpah. So that's what he did. Okay, so the Ber Moshe, I'm not going to take such credence, but he writes the funny thing. He says that Shavuot Chol Nefesh is only when we want to be machmir on something, where we want to aser mugmar, we want to aser the venison. But you can't do it lakula, he writes. I don't understand it, because what about smoking? Okay, he's the only one that says that. But all the poskim seem to say, Shavuot Chol Nefesh can change. Now, one could argue, as Rav Shlomo Zalman argues in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he says, I'm not so sure people are showering every single day. Okay, you know. And he says, but definitely once a week. That's, you know, he talks about on Tisha B'Av. During the 9 days. So we know this is the same thing as about Shavuot Chol Nefesh during the 9 days. There's a concept of Isness, Rachman al Son, during Shiva as well. There are certain wonderful rabbis who say the person's not taking the Shalat Tanug, he's literally crawling out of his skin because he feels horrible. This is a question during the 9 days, how a person goes into it. And that actually might be over here, a Sad HaShavah, that during the 9 days, many allow you to shower and say it should be lukewarm water, what we call mayim poshrim, just to get the chill out, and I'm not doing a latanug. You stay in there for just a short amount of time. Why? So I'd be clean. There are certain people who have this feeling, I have this feeling as well. A day without a shower is a very difficult day, right? At Motzei Shabbos, they're running into the shower. So that seems to be Shavuot. So one could argue, maybe not every day, but a 3-day yontif, it's difficult to say not that way. So the Tosfos seems to argue, as we just read, that even according to Beis Hillel, even Beis Hillel would agree that it would be mutter, right, to wash kol gufo in a case of Shavuot Chol Nefesh, right? Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says it's not Shavuot Chol Nefesh. But we could apply, as you're all insinuating, okay, so now we have Shavuot Chol Nefesh. Tosfos is good. The Rambam is a huge problem, potentially. Why? Because the Rambam would say, You just can't. The Rambam is the one who says lefichach machmirim biyontiv v'ruachzei ponov yol v'ruglov asur mishum mechem merchatz. So if we can come up with a situation where maybe merchatz doesn't apply, another thing which we have to purport that maybe balanim doesn't apply anymore, and this is, I think, one of the difficulties that I have personally, and this is what I asked Rav Shachlin, I asked Rabbi Neuberger. I just don't. I have a difficulty understanding the Rambam because the Rambam's whole issue here is not what you think it would be. He doesn't have the Shavuot Chol Nefesh issue. His issue, right? And the problem with Tosfos is Tosfos is so machmir he thinks a chashash is a Torah because Shavuot Chol Nefesh applies, you know, or doesn't apply. So, but according to the Rambam, and this is what, again, I have difficulty with, the Rambam is saying it's a gezerah of the Balanim. But why is it a gezerah of Balanim? How can you make a gezerah that Shema, you're going to go ahead and eat? You can eat the water. For sure. So what's the problem then? So it's a little bit difficult because it's Yontif. You want to tell me that the Isser is what? Is that, well, we're afraid that maybe Shabbos then you're going to heat up the water. But we know that there's a lot of other things like that. So that's why, based on this machlokes, there are some who just straight out said, yeah, that's why it's allowed. It's not completely like that. And in fact, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch interestingly writes, Aser lurcho, it's called gufo, afilu kol aver aver levad, afilu b'mayim shehuchmu mi erev Shabbos. This is by Shabbos. Then he continues and says, right, so we know this, aver aver, nothing is allowed when it comes to hot water. Why? Because they are the balan. How does he hold when it comes to our halacha? So the Shulchan Aruch here says in Tavkuf Yud Aleph, Mutar lechamein beyantif mayim lurchot yadav raglav aval lo kol gufo. I feel it, who is the sound like? Obviously, the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch is not going to go lechvodo like the Rambam. He said, but you could warm water like Beis Hillel on yantif, just not for your body. Kol gufo v'afilu ena rochets bevasachas. Aval mutar lurchotz. So then Haggah says mutar lurchotz letinok. That would be okay. Aval aser l'chamim letzarcho. Afi, this is the Ramah. Ali degoy kitzarch lam. It's not allowed levasha lehedya mutar lam. So it seems that it's pretty obvious that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch are lined up, and the Ramah and Tosfos are lined up, which creates more issues for us Ashkenazim than for the Sfaradim. The Sfaradim Kedarko with the Rambam would say, okay, maybe the Gezerah doesn't apply. Rav Avadya seems to have this kula, as I said before. Well, it's not really, we're not in bathhouses anymore. We're in our showers. That's not the same. And they're pretty makel. Yalkut Yosef, the chief rabbi of Israel, Rav Avadya's son, Rav Yitzhak Yosef, also would matter it and say, yeah, it's not as much of an issue as one would think it should be. In the Chazon Avadya, so Rav Avadya says that he thinks that it would be mutter. V'chein, the Shel Tshuvas Mayim Chayim, says the same thing, no pun intended, says that he thinks it would be mutter as well. It's interesting, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes the following. In Perek Yadal, K'shem she'asu rechitza kol gufo kula b'mayim chamim b'shabbos, kach asur gam b'yontif. Af im hamayim huchmu b'erev yontif, mutter l'rchotz. It's mutter l'rchotz, mutter l'rchotz, ever, ever. Below kol gufo, right? You can maybe wash parts of your body. I saw something really, really strange. Based on this, I think the Rav Simcha Bunim Cohen has that article safer, the Hilchos Yontif. I don't know if anybody ever looked at it. He says, based on that, maybe Aver Aver is okay. I mean, you can never wash your entire body because of the Gezera. So he says, you could take a shower. This sounds crazy. He writes this. Look inside. He says, you could wash your entire body on Yontif, but you have to wear clothes. You wear clothes and you take off a piece of your clothes and then you wash it. Because he's afraid that what's going to happen if your clothes are off, he's going to go into the shower totally. Mom is a little crazy, I think. But that's what he says. He says, you can watch Aver Aver, but you have to be careful, so you have to wash clothes and then periodically take them off and away. I don't understand. But clearly the Shmer Shabbos Kilcha doesn't allow this. Nogim shol lirchotz b'shabbos v'b'yontif kol gufo b'mayim. He goes, even b'mayim karim, it's not allowed. However, in the footnote he writes, v'shamati she'agon r'shom azaman arbach, it's shavel chonefesh. So maybe it should go ahead and be mutter tzarech iyun on that. Right? Maybe it should be. Now, I've heard different things from different people. I remember very, very well. This is a chiddush because I could be wrong about this, but I remember it. Rav Goldbach told me the following. I was at the Kotel. It was a 3-day yontif like this year for Sukkot. In Eretz Yisrael, I was an American doing the 3-day yontif before I knew better, or moved to Israel, I should say. And he came up to me. It was Friday, right? Friday, and I was down in Mincha at the Kotel, and I saw Rav Goldbach, my Rebbe, and he says, "You know, Rosh Shlomo Zalman allows you to take a shower. Go take a shower." So I didn't know if he was doing it based on some sort of smell, he said, "Yeah, Rosh Shlomo Zalman allowed it." So now what I didn't know is because it's really not really, it's the second day, but it's Eretz Yisrael, so we're more makel. I'm not sure what was that. I've seen many poskim write that a person should not make a difference. Although Rabbi Neuberger told me straight out the second day is much better than the first day. That poskim said we never do that. You shouldn't make a difference between the first day and the second day. That's not really true. We know that the halachas of burial on the second day, we're more makel, things like that. So I'm not 100% sure why. So we'll see some of the ending psak halach a little bit later. Now, here comes a key paradigm change, a shift in this whole shiur, which really opens things up. Because when we come to think of hot water, there's one scenario which maybe we never understood, and that is mikveh. All of a sudden you have mikveh, and now it seems like the laws don't apply anymore, right? Certainly on Yontif, so we'll forget about men for a moment. That has its own issues, in my opinion, but let's say it doesn't. So some men go to the mikveh every single day, and therefore it's mutter. I don't think there's a heter for a man, excuse me for saying, but stam, to wake up on Shabbos morning and say, I want to go to the mikveh this morning in hot water, as many bachrim do. Students, when they go to Svat for the Shabbos, it's the cool thing to go to the mikveh on Shabbos morning. Now, that could be a problem.
It's freezing.
What? No, it depends. No, if you're going to the Arizal's mikveh, okay, I don't know. I have a lot of other things to say about it. My friend told me a story about a Talmud in his yeshiva who was told about all the schoolers are going to the Arizal's mikveh. You know, it's very, very cold. So he got to Svat, it was Thursday night, it was very, very late. And it was night. So apparently night, you don't go to it's not a women's mikveh, but nobody goes to the mikveh. So he decides he's going to go. And he starts to go to the mikveh. Now, the mikveh on night, on a spot cold night, I can't imagine how cold it was. And some guy stopped him and goes, "What are you, first of all, it's night, what are you doing? You crazy?" "No, I have to go to the mikveh." Baruch Hashem, the person stopped him and, he went at a normal time. So the question is, so what do we do? So very interesting. There were poskim that were against it. First, the No Dabi Yehuda and the Chacham Tzvi, right? No Dabi Yehuda in Chelek Chav Dalet.
Against what?
They were against women going to the mikveh. Hawar. This is Yontif we're talking about now. Based on what? Based on Tosfos. It's not allowed. They can go to the mikveh. You have to go to the cold mikveh. Now, I'm sure you've heard the stories about, you know, in Russia and in this. I have a great, I think if I'm not mistaken, a great grandfather. I think this is what my father told me. Maybe he's my great great grandfather, who was Hasidish, who went to the mikveh every single day, and apparently he got pneumonia. And that's how he died. He broke the ice. The stories about the breaking of the ice, that's how it's over. So maybe we say, okay, I'm sorry, honey. You know, you should go to the mikveh on Yontif. Nobody says you shouldn't. But what are we going to do? We'll heat it before Yontif, but it can't be hot. So that they said it's like Tosfos, and therefore I'm sorry, even Letzorach Tefila, they're not going to allow it. Comes along the Bir Halacha Shin Chav Vav Aleph. What? Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, it was warm.
Yeah, we warmed it, right?
Good raya. Says the Bir Halacha, Umitzar, Afal Pi, She'eno, Choli, Kol Gufo, Yesh Lama, the Mutter. The Bir Halacha first said, he's not a Chol Shesh Basakana, which seems to be the Mutter. What is it based on? He's based on, he quotes here, Chedushe Rekiva Eger. So Rekiva Eger says Mefurish, I'll read you Rekiva Eger, Shabbos Lamates, that it's Mutter. Why? So let's see. So he says, "Rabbi Yontif Aflech Achila Mutter Kazeh." Oh, Makasha, what question would you have on this? Lila Beisel, maybe say it's also because of Beisel came with the sphere, like the Mutter Lechamel Lerechitzas Pan of Yadav Roaglov the Zeh Mikra Shavul Chol Nefesh. Amai Aser Lahasul Lerechitzas Kol Gufo. Why? Because it's not Shavul Chol Nefesh. VeAmutter Yarak Kimaru Bishul De Mutter. So he doesn't say a concept with others quote, which I always thought of called Rebashurim. We generally have a concept of a Reba Shurim, which is not something that people allow. What do we say? For example, you're cooking. So your wife wants to make you chocolate chip cookies. So, I don't know, in my day, back in when I was lived in America in the 1970s, they used to have like the Toll House cookies, right? So you would make the batter of cookies, and it would make a lot of cookies. So now, even though they know Hartstein could eat a lot of cookies, he's not going to have 50 cookies. So why is it mutter for her to make the tray of 50 cookies?
Isn't that a hachana issue more than?
So the question is it a hachana issue?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Hoyel shema yava orchem. So we allow this. Right? It's mutter. We call it ribur shurim as mutter. Certainly, we allow you to make a big piece of meat, even if I'm only going to have one piece of it. It tastes better that way. I'm going to cut the piece of meat raw. No, it's better. You're allowed to. So maybe we would allow ribur shurim over here as well and say, wait, pun of yadav ragav is already mutter. So what? I have to make the exact amount of water? This is when they're back when they're heating up water. Nah, I'll just make a lot of water. Now I have the water anyway. I might as well you go. So here is no, we don't go that far. But we would allow it if there's some tzarech. And on this, the Ma'ori Eish, which is the famous, if I'm not mistaken, first sefer of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, one of his first svarim, this unbelievable compendium. This is when they knew, you know, who they were dealing with. Rosh Shlomo Zalman wrote this at an early age. I'm not sure. I think like he was like 18, something like that. And he wrote this sefer. And here in Perek Aleph, Ayin Dalet, he writes unbelievable. Tehave hana shehi shavu l'chol nefesh. The adam yesh hana mi rechitza zu. Ma she'ein ken reach a kol gufo. That's not good. Pun of yadogob. That's a regular thing. This is not shavu l'chol nefesh. However, the hana kazeh lav shavu l'chol nefesh. Kvar hana acheret can move on. However, if you can come up of something that is l'tzorech, as we just said before, so then we can go ahead and say that it's something that's going ahead and be mutter. Now the ribur shurim shaila I only saw in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Tavkuf Yud Aleph, he does write. Biyantav al also lechamin mayim kidei mayim rabin kidei lurchots behem kol gufo. Right? Even you would think that maybe ribur shurim be mutter. He at least entertains it and then says, no, I don't think that it would be allowed. However, on the scene came Rav Akiva Eger and the Divrei Chaim of Sanzarov, known as one of the great Gedolim of the Hasidish world when it came to Halacha Mamish, especially by Halacha, and said, of course there's a tzorach over here. Now, he doesn't say it like this, but we can imagine a woman not wanting to go to the mikvah. I'll wait till the next day. It's not hot. So there's a great tzorach. There's a great tzorach. And therefore they allowed it. So this is actually now going to help us. What's the great tzorach over here? What do I need to go to? I need to take a shower. What's the tzorach? So I could say anig yantif. In a situation where I just finished Simchas Torah, and I'm sweating and schwitzing like the Rebbe, and even though I have another shirt and I have another shirt, I don't feel appropriate. Maybe there's a tzorech, we can create a situation with tzorech. For stam a guy to go ahead and decide on the first day of Yontif, I want to go ahead and take a shower because I just feel like it. So I think there, all the posts I'm going to say, that's pushing it. What's the heter over there? There's no heter for that. But if we can come up with a scenario, so then maybe we're going to go ahead that there could be a heter here where it would be mutter. Listen, Rav Shlomo Zalman clearly is not willing to go the step of saying shavu l'chol nefesh. Interesting enough, applies, and it's amazing. Again, you know, Rav Shlomo Zalman died in the 90s. He didn't think that people were taking showers every single day. He uses the term every week. So interesting that's what he still believed in that time. So yeah, but here the svarim were more makel, as we said before, which is very, very interesting. Again, so Rav Akiva Eger gives us a heter.
I don't think they do. I don't think Hasidim, you know.
Okay, maybe they're going to the mikveh every day, so they don't need to shower. I'm saying no. Meaning they're going to the mikveh, and those that I don't know, you know, I had until I got the mumps, so I had a minhag when I moved to Eretz Yisrael, I would go to the mikveh every Shabbos. I would still like to go to the mikveh every Shabbos. I got the mumps, and the doctor said it's possible. Maybe I got it from the mikveh, so I stopped going to the mikveh. Okay, I'm sorry. They really got the mumps, the real thing. So right. Okay. But if you see the chassidim, when you go to the mikvah, they mamish bring shampoo. That's where they get dressed. They get dressed for Shabbos there. That's the way really it should be. So that's it. So is that every week? They go every day? I don't know. Baruch Hashem, I don't need to know these things. But so now let's get halacha l'maisa. We could conclude how exactly we paskin. Finally, so number one, a few interesting, I think, important notes. I told you Rav Simcha Bonim Kohen said already. Aver, close on, very strange. Nitta Gavriel says something very similar to that. I have a difficulty understanding that. We will see the guidelines for Rav Schechter says, Rav Schechter seems to allow it in certain situations, which we'll see, and thinks that it is Shavu L'chol Nefesh nowadays, and that is a big heter, which we'll see in a moment. Rabbi Belsky, the famous, is quoted, in certain scenarios, some people say, no, they didn't really mean it like that. He understood the Shavu L'chol Nefesh today. The question is, how far can we go with this? What? Right. Yeah. Yeah. The CRC puts out, I don't know, all the kashrus organizations now like to be part of this hack. CRC and the Star K have this. So the CRC puts it out and says, it's okay if there's great discomfort. We'll see again. Reverend Jack has a beautiful article on this, saying that he thinks that there would be because of Oneg Yontif and because of sweating. He said that Rav Soloveitchik, according to Rabbi Adler, did allow it, this, maybe even to mamish heat the water up totally, which is going to be a big question in a moment. And he says, for sure it's Shavu L'Chol Nefesh today. And there's no reason why we can't change the times with Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. Rabbi Ari Leibowitz had a shir, if you go on to White Torah, it's very interesting. He has a shir on this, the 10-minute halacha, to which he was called by Rav Shechter's son, who I discussed this with, Rav Shai Shechter, and said, that's not the way my father holds. So he came out with another addendum to the shir, and then he has guidelines, according to Rav Shechter. So I didn't bring this to Rav Shechter and ask him to stamp it, but I said this guidelines to Rav Shechter on Sunday night, and he said, could be. So I don't know if that means that. No, he said that he thought that this was correct. So he writes that one is allowed to take a shower on Yontif, not Shabbos. Lechachila, the water temperature has to be just enough to remove the chill of the water, what we call mayim poshim. So Rabbi Neuberger said as well. Rav Shechter holds that this would be according to what the base mayor holds. So then I had to go dig up a base mayor. And the base mayor here says the following. The base mayor in Yoredea, Kuf, Kuf, Tzadik Gimel, see if Gimel says, V'im keim, le'anias daiti, le'chameim hamayim l'tzorach tefila, mitzvah, tefilas mitzvah, she'eino klal l'tanuk, I'm not doing l'tanuk, ela, l'hatzil min hatzar, that would be mutter. U'prat bazman, hakor, especially when it's cold. So he says that shari, that would be mutter, and you're doing it because of Yontif and so on and so forth, you think that would be mutter. So Rav Shechter says that this base mayor is exactly our sugya. Why am I taking a shower? I have tsar. What's a tsar? I haven't showered in 3 days. Or even if that shower will come, it's interesting, in the halachas of refuah on Shabbos, so I believe there are many poskim who allow, certainly Rav Avraham Soloveitchik allowed this, I know, a person has a headache, right? So I don't know if you're like me. I have a headache. I get a certain area. If I get a certain area in my eye, a headache, I know it's going to be bad. I know what it's going to be, a migraine headache. If I don't take medicine then, that's it. I'm done. I could just, you know, I could call my boss and say, I'm not coming in tomorrow. It's going to be bad. So the question is, on Shabbos, what do we say? There's Michush V'Alma, and then there's Shechel Mitosa, right? A person, I'm not at that level yet, but I will be at the level if I don't take the medicine. So many poskim say, yeah, you can take it because you know what's going to happen. So I know that by Shabbos, I can't take a shower on Shabbos now. I know I'm going to be Mitzdar Shein Kamohu. So that would be another heter over here. And therefore,
is this the first day or the second day of Yom Tov that we're talking
about? I think, right, so Rabbi Neuberger told me that he thinks it's better on the second day. I think it's only better because of what the state of a person is. It happens to be the second day of not showering, right? Also, but stam the first day, right? I don't know.
Less than 24 hours.
Right, you just took a shower. Hopefully you took one, I suppose, to on Erev Yontif. That's such a big deal. I don't know. I'm the poisek of my own home only, and usually not. My wife will come home from a shir, and Baruch Hashem, we were able to host Rabbi Soloveitchik the last time he was in. He was scholar residence in my community. So he gave a shir in my home, it was a women's shir, but of course I stayed. I would put on a shaitel, but I stayed. I listened to the shir. It was about it. And afterwards, my wife said to me, you know, Rabbi, he spoke about tefillah. He says, you know, Rabbi Soloveitchik said, you really have to be pretty machmer. You have to make sure to daven mincha every day. For women. I'm like, I've been telling you that for 19 years. I don't understand. She's like, I know Rav Soloveitchik said it. Okay, fine. So I try to be the poskim. So I don't think there's a heter sometimes with, you know, small children to give them showers. The second day, though, there comes the surah. In Rav Shechter's view, one should avoid using warm water through, but the evidence would be permissible, really, right? Again, if you hold, according to Rabbi Adler said in the name of the Rav, maybe hot water. There are poskim who say, certainly Svarish poskim for sure, say, yeah, hot water. Now, just give me 1 second, if I could put this on hold for just a minute. It could be another sniff l'hakel for all you that want to move to Eretz Yisrael. Rav Rimon put out a sheet where he thinks that he was talking about this year, Rosh Hashanah, that falls out as what we call the three-day yontif, although, of course, that's not true. It's not just like a three-day yontif. And he says, Ashkenazim. He says, if you have what we call a dud shemesh, you could have a regular shower, he thinks. Especially, he writes, even those that are machmir, if you put the dud to off, So now the water that's just staying in there is just warm because it's been in the Dut Shemesh. He thinks that that for sure would be mutter, even for those that are machmir with Mayim Poshim, because now that's considered to be Mayim Poshim. And he, of course, then writes the Svardim. They're lucky. Yechol and Lerchotz, because they can make it up by their, they have all of Elul to say Slichus. They said Slichus, so let them take a shower. No. So he says that they can for sure, because the post come out. But he thinks that even for us, because of the way it is in Eretz Yisrael, the Dut Shemesh, that's another Snif Lahakel, which obviously Rav Shachar here doesn't quote, because you don't have that in America. Others permit warm water lechachila. According to all opinions, one should avoid using a very, very hot shower, because then for sure you're heating up water. And that, again, we're choshesh. You have, again, even Tosfos and the Rambam to look out for, but certainly to say, according to Tosfos, as a chashash of Issa D'Oraisa, you have to be very careful.
Of heating up water
for non panav yadol ragol use.
Right, but if you're taking a shower with warm water, once you put the water on, it's the same thing.
You're cooling the water. You're cold water coming into your hot water.
It doesn't matter.
What?
It's all the same. The second you turn on any piece of the hot water, that means water's coming out of your tank and new water's coming in, and your pilot's going to heat up the water.
Oh,
so it doesn't matter.
Good. So the question is very good. The question is, this is now, we're all assuming not, there was many years ago, maybe, now, there's a guy that tried to come out with the switch. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I don't know why it didn't do well. But we're not even talking about that.
Because it burnt out your hot water heater.
Oh, yeah? Okay, good. I didn't think about that. That's a crisis, Achim. Except for, it's going to burn out.
And the water was empty and it would have burned it out. That was what.
They didn't think of everything. Okay, so here we're assuming you're keeping it on. There, that because it's poishrin, again, you're avoiding your own hot water. The fact that you're heating it up, so one could argue, the same panav yadav raglav. Nowadays, right, everybody agrees you can have panav yadav. So what do you do panav yadav raglav? It's not like the olden days, where you take a kettle of cold water, you put it on top of the fire, and you heat it up. No, what are you doing? You're allowed to. You wash your hands. What happens? The hot water is going to go on. That's okay. So here we're saying, as long as the shower that you're taking is poishrin, that's going to be allowed. Besides the fact, there is certainly, one could argue, somebody said, it's, what do you mean? You're setting for after Shabbos. You're doing Hachana. He says, no, that's not really Hachana. And fully, I don't want to say it's a psigratia, because it's probably Nichole, but one could argue that as well. What can't you do? Yeah, so there are those posting that in general, say an apartment in a hotel when the Rov Goyim doesn't apply to your Pesach program with all Jews there, but that could be as well. Okay, washing your hair. I just wanted to discuss some of the issues that come up. This will be the final point. Washing your hair. It's also to squeeze out water of your hair on Yontif. I know it doesn't apply to most of us. Therefore, one should not touch your hair when it's wet. Women who are accustomed to wringing out the hair after the shower cannot do so on Yontif. In order to put shampoo in your hair, you have two options. Not put it on. No. One, put shampoo in your hair before the hair becomes wet. But you can't go like this, because your hair is going to come out. The hair is going to come out. Certainly for us, the way the hair is coming out, if you like blow on it, it's going to come out. So, or pour directly from the umbrella onto your head, allowing the pressure of the hot water to wash it out. I don't know. I always learned, those that allowed it, don't wash your hair. Don't get involved with washing hair. Soap. You're not allowed to use regular bars of soap. Some recommend that soap nowadays should not be the thick type of soap. It should be watered down a bit. I don't know if you're machmir on that. Regular, so you should be machmir that for the shower, whatever you do. Towel. A towel may be used in the normal manner to dry the body, provided that the towel does not get saturated to the point that it's right. I don't know if this happens a lot, you take a shower. I personally always learned that you wait just a few moments, and it also shows that there's something different going on over here, and then for sure you have no schita problems. Right, Shmir Shabbos, using a towel to dry one's hair is permitted by the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, but Rosh Shechter said it is not a good idea to use. Many poskim, this is a very interesting last line. Many poskim do not recommend showering on Yom Tov for fear people will not avoid the Asurim I just mentioned, the Ramban. That's what I started with, the Ramban, and therefore it's not good to don't talk about it to other people who are not going to understand. Right? Okay, so fine. You have this sometimes in halacha. The Eruv situation, when the Eruv's down. Okay, I don't know. If we're with it. So again, just to summarize, I think that this topic is a very, very important topic, because it really shows us what I call the world of halacha. Halacha is live. One of the things that we do on Rosh Hashanah is that we declare the malchus of the Ribbono Shalom, right? Hashem Melech, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Ve'ed. The first term is Hashem Melech, and Hashem is the king of the world now. The concept of Rosh Hashanah, Haba'aleinu L'tova, does not focus on any portion of tshuva. right? There's no vidoy. There's no, it's to say, hey, God, you're in control of the world. Part of that being control of the world is that things do change in life. And that halacha changes. We don't go ahead and invent a microwave and say, well, doesn't say anything in the Shulchan Aruch about a microwave. What do? Right? No, we are always in it. Rav Schachter always says, you know, sometimes with a bit of a, you know, he will cry about this and say, he says, you know, women say, what halachas can we learn? He says, I go into the OU every Friday and they bring me these breakfast cereals. And I said, I don't know what bracha. He goes, you can spend your life trying to figure out what bracha to make on things. But there's a lot that's going on that we have to know. You know, sometimes we are naive in this area where I gave a shiur earlier, which, you know, became very popular because it was the summer and YU Torah had nobody else to put on. So about Starbucks. And I said one of the naivete was is that, well, when, in the 1980s, you can drink any coffee. Yeah, all of a sudden they invented coffee now, nebuch lo aleinu, but this is a true fact that has particles of non-kosher products in it. Certain dyes that they put in that mamish come from bugs. Things that we didn't know about this before because it didn't exist before. It wasn't that we were naive. It didn't exist before. Now there's such a thing. I don't know what the status of the frappuccinos. I got in a lot of trouble about this because the CRC says now that it's mutter. But according to at least one rub, he said the frappuccinos were made in China. And he says in that plant that they make it into the powder, they also use cow bones that are not kosher to make that into a powder to use for other things. So we have to be very careful. But what it does is it tells us that halacha is so alive that it could change. Shavu l'chol nefesh is something that could change. Bein l'tov, bein l'rab. Baruch Hashem. Shavu l'chol nefesh may be allowed smoking. Now, again, it goes back to its original source saying, but people don't smoke. At least in the United States of America, you can't say shavu l'chol nefesh. Most people don't smoke now, right? It's amazing the numbers, how much it went down, Baruch Hashem, in, you know, since the 80s, certainly, in the 90s, in the large, large percentages. So we do see this mamash Torah Chaim of this inyan. You know, it's fair to say that most poskim, certainly in the Haredi realm, don't even have this. It's not a discussion. It's usur. You can't. Baruch Hashem, we have a Torah Chaim that there are many poskim say that if it's done in the appropriate right way, it seems to be this mayim poshrim is the big thing. That if it's done in a lukewarm way, then you're not over on gezeres habalanim. You don't have that issue, even if it's shavu l'chol nefesh. And therefore, it would be mutter according to these people.
Say lukewarm, right? It's something literally that's ice cold, and you just take.